is in Ras Lanuf, where there have been fresh airstrikes. What's been happening?
Yeah, there have been airstrikes against one of the main military, rebel military posts here, which is closer to the centre of the town, rather than the front line itself. That seems to be an attempt by Gaddafi's forces to what looks like to be the weaker of the two rebel lines. The more experienced soldiers are right up at the front, but the rebel forces have been thinning out at the back of the town, and they're less experienced. The young men that have flooded out of places like Benghazi towards the front, who are armed but not particularly experienced or particularly well disciplined. The airstrikes seem to be aimed at breaking those forces. It's not clear if then Gaddafi's military intends to try and push through Ras Lanuf on the ground, but that is circulation on the rebel side.
There's been one report, I think it's AFP, who is saying a block of flats has been hit in Ras Lanuf. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't seen that myself, so it's quite difficult to track things coming over and we've had to get off the road. And the rebels respond with just a bunch of fire, which is pretty much useless, actually. A lot of it's just firing AK-47s and RPGs in the air, which aren't going to go anywhere near the jets. But they create a lot of disturbance, say the least. So I haven't heard about the block of flats as yet, but moving around the town, it's clear that those who remain are feeling very vulnerable from attack. And the thing about the bombings is that most of the bombs don't actually fall on the rebel positions. They fall, some of them in the desert, and don't do much damage. But they have hit cars with civilians, and they have hit buildings too.
That Gaddafi sent someone to negotiate with the Libyan council, the new sort of transitional council in Benghazi, but they've rejected it. Has that news filtered through to where you are, and has there been any reaction?
Well, I think the attitude amongst both the political rebel leadership in Benghazi and the rebels on the ground is that there's nothing to be negotiated with Gaddafi short of his departure. They feel that any negotiations that are about power sharing are simply an attempt by him to cling on to power. They're deeply distrustful and, to be honest, fearful of what it would mean if he were to return. And they have no intention, really, of doing a deal with him. They've been quite clear about that from the beginning. Yesterday, the council, even before that announcement, said clearly that it was not prepared to accept it as a divided Libya. Now regarded itself as the legitimate authority in the country, and that Gaddafi's regime was illegal and had to go. So that's the position they intend to maintain.
Have you heard any updates from Zawiya? Because there seems to be some confusion as to whose hands is currently in control of. There have been some reports that it's been surrounded by anything about that?
No, I mean, you know, being the other side of the country and with the fight here, occupying everybody's attention here, there's not much information comes in, at least on the front line, from the rest of the country. So people, the rebel forces here, are aware that the fight going on in the west is crucial because it's calmed down by Gaddafi's military, and that if they lose there, then it's quite likely that the attention of Gaddafi's forces will be shifted entirely to the east, and that would obviously be of concern to them. But it's hard for them and for us to follow day-to-day developments at that kind of distance.